Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection, February 3rd, 2021. We're rocking and rolling into the month of February. I've got a prophetic word that's going to encourage you, give you some strategies on how to pray. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and YouTube, Doug Addison, also my website, DougAddison.com. Follow the daily prophetic word. You can sign up, get it delivered to your email box, hashtag daily prophetic as well. Lord, we just ask now, open the heavens over us. Let us hear your voice. I pray for the encouragement that came to me when you gave me this prophetic word. There was deep compassion and encouragement coming from the Lord. I just want to extend that out right now. We pray for an open heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this month's prophetic word is called letting go of the past and pressing forward. It's important right now. It's time to let go of the past and press on to what God's calling us to in 2021 and beyond. Philippians 3:13 is what I got. But one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining forward for what is ahead, pressing on towards the goal, the prize for which God has called you heavenly in Christ Jesus. The Lord is saying right now to forget about the disappointments politically, the pain of 2020, the pandemic, the mess, the violence. I mean, we still need to hold things accountable, still need to do whatever we need to do. I'm not saying sweep anything under the rug. I'm saying for you personally, let go of these things and don't get entangled in it to let it bring you down or swept into a torrent that the enemy's trying to do. We have work of the kingdom to do. And the plan of the enemy right now is to distract you from this. The Lord is releasing plans and strategies for you personally, for cities, nations, businesses, churches. And we need to get our eyes on the prize. The Lord is calling us to rise above the swirl of confusion, fear, violence that's ruling the airways and the streets right now. The Lord's saying, trust Him in this. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. When God does something new, it's sometimes outside of our current understanding. This is why we need to ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding. The Lord's making a way in the midst of this, but it will require moving forward in faith. Don't stop. Don't look back. Don't freak out. Don't break down or anything like that. Just keep moving forward because things are going to become more clear in the month of March. So right now, a new path is opening. I saw Psalm 16:11 being very significant. You've made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Boy, that's a powerful verse. It's time to step into the joy of his presence. And amidst the storm, he might still be here. We need to step into these things. So watch for the path of the Lord to open to you over the next few months. But until then, stay on the path. Stay moving forward. God is raising up a remnant. I heard this, Romans 11:5. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. In the midst of all the confusion and distractions in the world, the Lord is raising up a remnant of people who will hear his voice and run after the revelation that's being released right now. And watch for strategic relationships to form in the midst of it. That's what the remnant looks like. Divine alliances will begin to form. There's a major realignment happening to bring people together, like-minded mission, moving forward in this. And so it's time to get to stay focused on what is ahead. Forget about those things behind. And you know what? Just let this river. There's a river that will flow if you just get in that river of flow. I'm seeing that right now. And as we do this, the Lord is releasing scrolls or books of instruction from heaven. Hebrews 10:7. So I said to you, God, I will be the one to go and do your will to fulfill what is written of me in your word. And the Lord is releasing these spiritual instructions, books and scrolls, understandings, assignments about your greater calling, assignments about this season that's changing. Right now we're shifting into a seasonal change. And it will come in the form of dreams and visions, prophetic words from the Lord. But it's important to fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, all the sin that easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. I keep hearing that this is the same theme over and over. These are all different verses. It's the same thing. It's a step away from the arguments and disappointments and hurts of the past. And it's time to get that clear picture of what God is doing and run the race that's ahead of us. So here's how to pray. A good Bible verse right now to decree for this month is Psalm 16, verse 11. You've made known to me the pathway of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, eternal pleasures at your right hand. Lord, open up the pathway right now. We pray that we can move out of this old season of the storm and the pandemic and all this strange stuff. Fill us with joy right now. Bring the presence, the power, increase of authority over these attacks. Ooh, in Jesus' name, there's a powerful release of God's peace and power here right now. You just need to step into that flow. The river of the Holy Spirit, as opposed to the torrents of the world. So this is an exciting time to be alive. I want to activate this prophetic word right now. This is what a core of what I felt going on and what the Lord keeps showing me. So Lord, we activate this. That we would come together with like-minded people, that you would knit us together as one, even though some of us are separated because of the pandemic, or we're just now in a different season. So Lord, we pray that you would activate this to give us the strategies in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the message I've been releasing, that we need to get solutions and strategies from the Lord to break through financially. It appears that Satan is winning in the midst of the storm, but that's a lie. The Lord has not forgotten us. He's not forgotten you. It's time to step up and be a blessing in the midst of the turmoil of the storm. And I've been saying this a lot, but this is the season now to step into this. Get this in your spirit. The storehouses need to be replenished. The Lord is opening the storehouses of heaven. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open his good treasure from heaven to give the rain on your land in the season and to bless the works of your hands. You shall lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. How good is that, you know? Ooh, bring that, Lord. The storehouses on earth have been emptied, have been very depleted because of the pandemic, superstorms, fires, floods, all the stuff happening. But the storehouses in heaven, the storehouses are filled. And the Lord is now releasing financial ideas and blessing strategies and solutions to help the hurting world, to prepare us for revival, all different levels. And so God is still in control. God owns everything. You ever hear that? I love this. Don't worry. You know, he owns it all. Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all that live in it. And then Psalm 50, 10, for every animal of the forest is mine, says the Lord, and the cattle on a thousand hills is mine. Wow, you know, the Lord owns it all, even the cattle. Here's my prayer. Let's come into agreement. Hey, Lord, sell a cow and send some cash. Sell a cow. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Sell a cow and send some cash. See, that would be a strategy. In the event you don't have any cattle, you know, then maybe we need to find different ways to generate finances or business people. Now, what I mean by this at all levels, meaning you don't have to be a business person to do this. You know, it could be for stay-at-home people or whatever level. You're going to see this open up. But the first thing we need to do to prepare is to get ready so that the blessings can flow. We need to break the spirit of poverty. There's a book called Jewish Rabbi Daniel Lapin, from the book Thou Shall Prosper, the Ten Commandments for Making Money. He said, what I understand about Christians is not the Messiah part, it's the poverty part. He said that as Jews, we believe that financial blessing is worship, and traditionally Jewish people do not have a problem with gaining power to get wealth. Now that was on a podcast talking about it, maybe Dave Ramsey or something, but it was a powerful word. It's changed my life, really. I heard that a long time ago. But we got to deal with that spirit of poverty. For me personally, I had to do that to minister here in Hollywood. You know, I had to let go of the things, you know, that we're here in LA, in the Seven Mountains. I minister in the arts and entertainment industry. So I had to balance this out. I had to let go of the spirit of poverty and get healed of those things. At the same time, you need to get healed of the spirit that Jesus called mammon. It was a spirit of making God money. It's also the spirit of pride and greed. So on one side, we need to break that spirit of pride, greed, and mammon. And the other side would be break the spirit of poverty. Too far on one side, too far on the other. We need to balance this down the middle and to receive an increase for the purposes of helping the hurting world. And I just want to break that right now. We're just in prayer right now. Lord, break it off. Break off the spirit of poverty where we would not be able to make money at all, to do anything and feel guilty about it. Also break off the spirit of pride, greed, and mammon, the spirit of this world, in Jesus' name. Bring the balance we need. Now there's an anointing coming right now. There's power coming. It's the prophetic entrepreneurial anointing or the Joseph anointing. Now in Genesis 37 through 50, Joseph was the son of Jacob, who was Israel, and he had a prophetic entrepreneurial anointing. He had this on. He was a dream interpreter. He understood things. He gave business insight that helped Egypt at the time. In Genesis 41, Pharaoh, an ungodly king, by the way, was an ungodly king. He had a dream that Joseph interpreted. And he interpreted the dream and he gave a strategy on how they could be blessed. You know, save up for the 7 years that was happening with plenty, and then 7 years of famine was coming. That was the dream. Then they would be able to bless the entire world. This is exactly what happened. He was really the first Joseph anointing, because he was Joseph, by the way. That's why people call it that. But today we need it. Both male and female could operate in this prophetic consultation. You could be a blessing to bless others. You could be a witness of God's power. You know, it could be in the church, in the government. It could be anything. You know, you see these kids on TV right now or online where they've raised thousands of dollars for causes. That's what I mean. It can happen at every level. You don't have to be a business person. God is going to open up ways for people, even if you're on a fixed income. Maybe you need some extra money to do something. Make a little bit here and there or a lot, whatever. The new opportunities to make more money to help others is here. I call this being willing to be bivocational. That's having more than one job. And maybe your job is whatever you do full time, you know, with your time. You could be retired. That's your job. You could be a stay at home mom or dad. That's your job. But you can actually do side jobs or side businesses in your spare time. I've done this most of my adult life. Every time I've needed something to get a breakthrough, I would start doing the side jobs. I'd work my regular job. And I start doing those side jobs and then put that money towards something that I needed. In Acts 18:3, Paul was a tent maker. And he stayed and worked with them in the midst of it. Now, that's because Paul was not based in the church. He was door to door. You know, he was in city to city. And he traveled. He paid his own ways to preach the gospel. That doesn't mean that we have to do that. You could still draw a salary. It's okay to do that. In fact, it's very godly. It's very biblical to do it. You just don't want to fall into the spirit of mammon in the midst of it. But we do need a vehicle for the Lord to funnel blessings through. Now, back in 1991, I had gotten off of drugs back in the late 80s, and I'd come to Jesus when I first came to Jesus for the third time, you know. and I was in my 30s. I knew in 91, I said, okay, I know I have this ministry call. I need to get there. So in 1992, I started fixing computers for people in my church to help them, really. And I wanted to learn. I was just so fascinated with computers. It wasn't my corporate job at that time, but this allowed me to leave my corporate job and pursue ministry training. My ministry training turned out to be business training combined. And so the Lord used this business to funnel or to be the vehicle to bless us. And so my computer consulting business, you know, was tent making. And I tell you, I used to kind of despise, I wasn't happy about having to be a tent maker. I was always complaining. It's called intercession to the Lord. But I tell you, the Lord blessed us richly when we did it. When we sold the business several times, probably, we did different things. I was able to still work in the midst of that. And we were able to transition and use this transition 20 years ago to start Enlight Connection. Now, that's my story. An entrepreneurial prophetic anointing. And so I want to help you. And again, I used to complain all the time about having to work both. But this is really the power in it. It wasn't until I really settled down into it and stopped complaining that the Lord really started to bless us. I started to recognize, oh, it's seasonal. It'll come in like the tide and it'll come back out. It was seasonal. Whenever we needed something, there would always be a side job or an understanding into it. The Lord was always there. So you'll need to make some extra money, and it's important to not become a victim in the middle of everything that you're doing right now. You can do projects on the side. My first business, besides the ones I had when I was a kid, my first one in my 20s was, I think I made resumes. Yeah, I needed extra money to pay for some. I never could make it to Bible college or anything like that, so I did some correspondence courses and some study books and things like that back in the 80s and in the 1980s and early 90s. I didn't have the extra money to do it, so I did these jobs. I started doing resumes, put the money towards some training. Don't be a victim. And, you know, also, maybe if you've lost your job or you're in debt, don't be a victim right now. Find a way at whatever level God has for you right now. This is an exciting time. There are new opportunities. Radical change is here. And the Joseph and Josephines in the business world, again, you don't have to be a business person. The kid on YouTube who raised all the money to help the people in the pandemic is operating in this. Or maybe you need some extra stuff, an extra cash, or maybe it's a higher level that you're part of this. Joseph, you know you're part of it. We need to ask the Lord for solutions. And Proverbs 8:34, blessed are those who listen to me, watch daily at my door, waiting at my doorway. Yes, Lord, we pray for those business strategies, the anointing for this. We pray, Lord, that you would open the doors financially and opportunities. We pray that we'd be able to get out of debt, that we'd be able to develop the lifestyle of giving and still spending, but spending in moderation and making more income and spending less if possible. We don't want to all stop spending. It'll crash the economy. But being a blessing in the midst of this. And so we pray that you would allow us to do that. We pray that you would open the doors. Give us the ideas. Speak to us right now in Jesus' name. Ooh, amen. Well, I'm excited for what's coming. We're doing right now a special, it's a 49-day to change your life. It's a 7-week interactive breakthrough mentoring experience called Kingdom Financial Solutions. I've never done one on finances like this, but each time this year for the last 3 years, I've done this where we do the 49 days to change your life, and it's very powerful. This year, I feel like we need to raise up those Joseph people. And so the Kingdom Financial Solutions, this is a breakthrough mentoring experience. In other words, it's online. Some of the sessions are live webinars, Q&A. We send you 7 sessions every Monday. Some of them are pre-recorded, but they have strategic activation exercises. Then, this is what makes it powerful. You go online into our private mentoring portal. This is a membership website with only the people that are part of the class. then you interacted with the other people who are going through it and with my coaches. And I pop in on occasionally as well. So in other words, you have interaction with us. We're not just sending you a video course. This is why it's a breakthrough mentoring experience. I've done this a lot. I know that using these different avenues to do it, you know, these mediums. So each week when you get each session, you can download the audio and listen to it all week. Get into your spirit. You can do the exercises. You can go on the website, get people praying, ask questions, and interact with us. It's powerful. So it's regularly $197, but we're doing a pandemic special. $97 for 7 weeks. That is unbelievable. Or you can make two payments of $50. Go to DougAddison.com/solutions. And boy, I tell you, there is going to be a lot come out of this. People have been asking me to do the Joseph Anointing group. I think something may come after this. This is a start to that, but something may come after that. I'm not sure about that, but I'm excited for what is happening right now. So DougAddison.com/solutions. Also consider giving to us. We're an online community. If you don't have a church, people consider us their church. So you go to DougAddison.com/give. You can make a donation. If you become a partner with us where you give any amount each month, you can join our online community. We have the same type of thing. We have a Facebook Live, Facebook group, and we have a partner coach who's there to pray with you each week. And you get invited to my monthly mentoring session. That's a live Zoom. We prophesy over you. It is church, folks. And you just have to become a partner. DougAddison.com/give. We're so grateful for our partners who, in the midst of the pandemic, they've been amazing. And I just love what God's doing right now. I'm so excited. It's good to be around like-minded people when we come together. You can still have community online, and you can still go to your own church if that's cool. That's fine. But anyway, there's a powerful anointing flowing right now over everything. All right, I want to take some time and do some Q&A. These are questions that come in. We gather these from, you can actually put in your questions. I forgot to say at the beginning, if you're joining us online, our team is online. You can chat in your questions, and maybe you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube. You can chat in your questions, and we do our best to answer them. But here's a few questions that pertain to what's going on right now. Amy asks, how do I give to others when I'm barely making it myself? I'm a mom of two. I know I'm supposed to give back, but I can barely survive myself. Well, bless you, Amy. Yes, I know. And here's what I recommend is, you see, everybody, giving is a gateway. And I'm not going to do an offering into this. You know, I'm not an offering-based, you know, message, which is okay. I believe that there's times when there is power in giving into a message. And I just really believe this, that giving is a gateway. And it needs to be done, like, if you can't do it, that's fine. Maybe find a way to give 1%. Maybe make a deal with the Lord. Say, all right, I'm going to give $10. You know, we have some of our partners that have been giving $5 a month, and they are the widow's mite. I tell you, they're faithful, and their $5 is just as great as $5,000 in the Lord's eyes. Same with you, Amy. Just give into something and start to stay and ask the Lord to show you why it is that you're only surviving, that you're not thriving. And it just could be the season that we're in. We are in a hard season, and many people like you. So that's my advice. Dina says, I started a business that I believe was from the Lord. And then after 6 years, I'm covering my monthly expenses, but I have nothing left over to sew back into buying more goods. Well, I prayed about this and chose your question because there's some people who have businesses and you're not getting your breakthrough. In this case, you have your vehicle. What you need is some new insight into marketing. And maybe you need to market online. I don't know what your goods are, but maybe there's some online marketing, guerrilla marketing. Remember the book? I read the book years ago, Guerrilla Marketing, where you just go and do things. So if you don't have, you know, a downloadable or, you know, internet-based thing, then you could go put some flyers up in the grocery stores. Find ways, post out there. Like, there's things that you can do. You can advertise in different places everywhere, all over the internet, about what you do. So in other words, I felt like God saying, Dina, you and many other people, you need a boost. You heard the Lord, right? You just need a boost in some new ways of marketing. Now, along those same ways, Edwin asked a question about YouTube marketing. And he said, I've been thinking about using YouTube videos to earn advertising revenue. How do I discern what strategy from the Lord to do? You know, should I do this or am I just thinking it's a good idea? Well, try it out. That's how you do that, Edwin. You try something out, and I think this is a great idea. Hey, everybody, have you ever gone out there and say, man, my sink is plugged up, or, you know, I need to install a shower filter, and you go on YouTube, and, why, my goodness, there's someone who just did it for you, right? Do you know why they do that? Well, one is to help people, but many of them, they have YouTube advertising revenue attached to those videos, so every time that someone views that video, you get a percentage. You get a percentage back in advertising. And you can do a lot of these videos. I think you should try it, Edwin. It's a great idea. Now, some people could do, you know, maybe you could do cooking videos and do different things and click on the advertising. For me personally, as my ministry, DougEdison.com, I'm on YouTube. I don't do it, but if I was a business, I would. But because I am, spiritual and religious. So I don't like some of the advertisements, you know, that would come up. So we could make a lot of money because we have a lot of traffic. But I don't do that, but I'm not judging anybody that does. I think it's a great idea, and I think other people are getting the idea as well. All right, this one's from Eddie. I strongly sense that I am being led to start a business. But when I first began online, I did not have a website or an online carrier. So what did you use? He's asking me. Well, this is a good one, Eddie, because, you know, I was a web designer, so it helped. But you might not be. So I would recommend just don't pay a lot of money. My goodness, don't go pay thousands for a website that you don't even have your product in place yet. Go out and do what I did on some of my early stuff is Wix.com, Weebly.com, Squarespace. These are website builders. They're very inexpensive. You don't have to be a designer. They can get you a website up in one day. Then you can advertise. I've used them. My website, though, you asked me what I use. I use WordPress, and I've done it over the years now. Of course, we have a full team and everything, but we use WordPress. But I have done Squarespace.com on, like, if I did a book launch, you know, or something like that, I do use those. So give that a try, Eddie, and others who need something and to get it up there quick. Here's one from Ross. You know, we increase our tithes and offerings year after year, but we don't see a financial breakthrough. So we practically lived paycheck to paycheck, and our debt doesn't seem to be decreasing. So what am I missing? All right, here's the thing. You're doing the right thing, so you need a breakthrough in this area. And I think there might be a generational type of thing that's coming against you. And so I would go and look up some of the prayers. There's generational curse prayers that you can pray. And one of them, I think, is opening the windows of heaven over your finances, something like that. AslanPlace.com has a lot of free ones, but you want to just look into that or book a session with them or with someone else who could pray with you through this and break off that generational stuff that might be coming against you. All right. Hey, it's been a great, great time with you all. Be sure to look at my Kingdom Financial Solutions online mentoring, DougEdison.com/solutions. I'm excited for what's coming. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougEdison.com.